This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya akhi, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, inshallah, we'll try to clarify this in detail because it's a very common shubha. It's a very common doubt that the people they tend to have. And hopefully, maybe after this, it will be a benefit and it will be a better clarification to a lot of the people. This doubt that people tend to say. And trust me, akhi, it is very, very widespread. You're not the first person I've heard this from. Rather, is many, many people, they tend to say this. Why? Because people, they tend to spread this amongst the general folk and they don't know how to reply to this doubt. This doubt, which is the only thing that the Salafis talk about, is Tawheed and Shirk. Wallahu musta'an. And inshallah ta'ala, I will try to bring as many proofs and evidences from the Qur'an and the Sunnah upon the understanding of the Salaf, the pious predecessors, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, in regards to this issue. Firstly, akhi, we have to understand that without Tawheed, a person cannot be Muslim. You can be the biggest faqih in the world, you can have the best form of fiqh. You can be an alim and fiqh, but if you have deficiencies in your tawheed and you do not know how to establish tawheed, you might as well chuck your fiqh in the bin. Because it's going to be no benefit to you. If I'm worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or I'm slaughtering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this, my fiqh, can be no benefit to me. Secondly, akhi, the best thing that a person can talk about is the issue of Tawheed. And the proof for this is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, خَيْرُ الدُّعَاءِ دُعَاءِ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةِ وَخَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيُّونَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. The best dua on the day of Arafah and the best thing that I have said and those prophets before me is لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. Look here, what the Prophet ﷺ said. He said, the best thing that I've said and those before me is La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharik, which is a tawheed. So the best thing that a person can ever talk about is a tawheed. And we all know if something is really, really good, we are constant in doing it and we consistently do it on a daily basis. And this is why the ulama, they consistently talk about this issue. Even though all their speech is not just tawheed, they don't just talk about tawheed. And even if they did, they shouldn't be blamed. Why? Because the best thing that a person can ever say. If this was the only hadith that we had in regards to this issue, it would be kafi. It would be sufficient. And this would tatter all these doubts that people tend to bring about the Salafi scholars or the Salafis that are always talking about at-tawheed according to them. And why do the scholars tend to give great significance to this topic of tawheed and associating partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Simply because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua to Allah azza wa jal and say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-faqar wa 'adhab al-qabr. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from disbelief, from faqar, from poverty, and also the punishment of the grave. And it came in another narration, al-shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking him, he's seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from these things. Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab, he chapter in his kitab al-Tawheed, bab al-khawf min al-shirk, the chapter of being scared or fearing shirk. And then he used as proof the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he quotes Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, the prophet that broke the asnam. وَطَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ. He said, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will break your statues. Here he quotes him, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. After all them years when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam fought against shirk and tried to establish tawheed, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prevent me and my offspring from worshipping the statues. Here you find Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam al-Tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ. You have a good example in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. You find him fearing to fall into shirk billah azza wa jal, to be worshipping statues and things like that. If this is the case of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how do you think our situation is? And don't you think it's foremost that the scholars, they carry on and they persist in speaking about this issue? How are the Salaf regarding this issue? I'll bring you an example of Umar ibn al-Khattab. The Qissa, the story is in Sahih Muslim. One time he grabbed Hudhayfa ibn al-Yamani radiallahu anhu. Hudhayfa was also known as Sahib al-Sir, the companion that knew the secrets of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because the Prophet used to tell him. One time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam disclosed to him the names of the munafiqeen. So Umar ibn al-Khattab, because he feared for himself so much, he grabbed Hudhayfa and said to him, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mention me from amongst the munafiqeen? Here you have Umar ibn al-Khattab fearing for himself to have nifaq, hypocrisy. And this hypocrisy can negate a person's tawheed, which also goes under the banner of tawheed, the topics of tawheed. Why? Because riya, showing off, is the minor shirk. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one time said on the authority of Mahmud ibn al-Labid, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشِرْكِ الْأَصْغَرِ. And shall I not inform you of the shirk al-Azghar? The minor shirk. So they said to him, what is the minor shirk? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied by saying, الرياء. And riya can lead to nifaq, can lead to hypocrisy. Showing off can lead to hypocrisy. Why? Because the type of hypocrisy that the munafiqin fell into was riya'ul mahad. Pure showing off. All the actions was based upon showing off, like Ibn Rajab, he mentions in his book, Jami' al-Ulum wal-Hikam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ. And when they stand up for prayer, they stand in a very lazy manner. يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ. They show off to the people. All their actions were based on showing off to the people. So this riyah, even though riyah showing off is different types, their riyah was the worst kind of riyah, and it was the nifaq. The hypocrisy, why? Because all they used to do is show off. Wallahu musta'an. Going back to what I was mentioning before, the Sahaba Ridwanullah used to be scared for themselves. Imam Bukhari chapter in Sahih Bab, خوف المؤمن من أن يحبط عمله وهو لا يشعر. The believer fearing that his actions will become fruitless from an angle or from somewhere that he doesn't expect it to happen. Then he mentioned the statement of Ibn Abi Mulaika, who was from those that met the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim. He said, أَدْرَكْتُ ثَلَاثِينَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ كُلُّهُمْ يَخَافُ النِّفَاقَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. I met 30 of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Every single one of them used to fear nifaq for themselves, hypocrisy against themselves. Another great proof is the story in Sahih Muslim and also in Bukhari, when there was a Sahabi that always used to read Surah Al-Ikhlas in his prayer. So one of the Sahabi went to complain to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to him that this person always reads Surah Al-Ikhlas in his prayer. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and spoke to him, and he said to him, why do you do this? And he said to him, لِأَنَّهَا صِفَةَ الرَّحْمَنِ. Why? Because this is a characteristic from the characteristics and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied back and said to him, firstly, his teeth became apparent. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was smiling, and he said to him, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. And what is Surah Al-Ikhlas? It is equivalent to a third of the Quran and the whole surah قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ is talking about التوحيد. So we understand from this that the best thing that a person can ever say and talk about is a tawheed. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of this, loves you. If you have an attachment to a tawheed, just like we understood from this hadith. And wallahi, he's very, very sorry to say that a lot of people that say these statements, or the only thing that the Salafis talk about is a tawheed and shirk, and they belittle this whole issue, and they belittle the issue of tawheed, they are deficient in the tawheed. Why? Because they don't know what is shirk. And they only think the only form of shirk is that you go and prostrate to Avan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or you pray to Avan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They think that this is the only form of shirk. Rather, shirk is more general than this. The definition of al-ibadah, like Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentions, كل ما يحب الله ويرضاه من الأعمال صالحة ظاهرة وباطنة. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with and loves, from the righteous actions, ظاهرة وباطنة, that which is inward and likewise outward. And ibadah is different types. Dua is a type of ibadah. Slaughtering is a type of ibadah. And you find it very, very common also in the lands of the Muslimin. This issue of people making dua to Avan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also slaughtering to Avan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in a hadith that we shows that dua is a form of ibadah. Ad-dua huwa al-ibadah. And then he read the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أَدْعُونِ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. The hadith was narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi and Abi Dawud, and also on the authority of Nu'man ibn Bashir. Ad-dua huwa al-ibadah. Ad-dua is worship. So just like we wouldn't prostrate to Avan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not make dua to Avan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise slaughtering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايِ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. And say to them, O Muhammad, my sacrifice and my prayer, my life and my death is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solely. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. No associating partners with him in all these affairs. Wallahi, I've seen with my own eyes. في حرم الله, in the haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when making tawaf, the Rafida calling unto Ali radiallahu anh, saying, oh Ali, save us. Save us from the hellfire. They're making dua to Amr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've seen people stand at the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua to him and saying, oh Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give us this, give us that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. And say to them, O Muhammad, and say to them, I do not hold any harm or benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also quotes or says in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. And say to them, O Muhammad, that I am just like a human like you, but revelation comes to me. أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ وَاحِدٌ. And many, many ayat to show that ibadah is solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not make ibadah to any righteous person. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because ibadah is only for Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I never created mankind and also jinn except to worship me alone. وَاللَّهُ مُسْتَعَانَ وَعَلَيْهِ تُكْلَانَ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And this is very, very common. People that belittle the issue of tawheed, you find them that they are trialed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in doing these affairs. And it's very, very sorry to say. And I'm going to seize this opportunity, akhi, to clarify what Salafiyyah is. Why? Because they belittle the Salafis and they belittle the issue of Tawheed. When these people, they say this. And in reality, they don't know what Salafiyyah means. They don't know what a Salafiyyah is when they see statements like this. Firstly, I'm going to explain what it means linguistically from the Arabic language, the angle of the Arabic language, and also what it means in our Sharia, in our deen, from the Quran and the Sunnah. The word Salaf in the Arabic language or in the English language means predecessor. So when you hear the word Salaf or Salih, it means pious predecessor. So if you hear a person saying Salafiyun, he is ascribing himself to the people of the Salaf. Who are the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim? They are those that have preceded us, and they are from those of the pious people. And this Ya'un Nisba, this Yun that comes at the end of this word, Salafi Yun, is called Ya'un Nisba. The Ya that ascribes a person to this thing that has preceded. Especially when you hear Yemeni Yun, Somali Yun, Pakistani Yun, Hindi Yun. When we say this, we are ascribing ourselves to this particular country. Why? Because we might be from them. Okay? So if I say Salafi Yun, I'm ascribing myself to the way of the Salaf. So what does it necessitate? What does it actually mean? Can anybody just call themselves Salafi Yun? Or is it a group? Is it a Hizb? What is it? It is not a Hizb. Rather, it's just a way to follow. You saying Ana Salafiyun means that you have to be following the way of the Salaf, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim. You have to do what they used to do. You have to say what they used to say. And you have to believe what they used to believe. And you only take yourself out of Salafiyya by believing other than what they used to believe, and also do actions that they never used to do, or following other than their way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرِ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Whoever opposes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the clarification and the proofs and evidence has become clear to him, وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرِ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and he follows other than the way of the believers. The Mufassirin, they said the Sahaba, the way of the Sahaba, the way of the Salaf. طيب, why did this word come from Salaf? Does it have any basis in our religion? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith is in Abi Dawud, said to Fatima radiyallahu anha, ni'ma salafa ana laki. What an excellent Salaf I am to you. So those often from the scholars, they said this is now clear proof that a person can ascribe themselves to the way of the Salaf, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Fatima, ni'ma salafa ana laki. This is what Salafiyya simply means. That you go pick up that Quran that's lying in your house, and you act upon it, and you say what's in there, and you believe that which is in there. And likewise, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people, they might be allergic to the word. Why? Because they've seen some people who ascribe themselves to the way of the Salaf, and they've seen their bad actions. They might have been harsh to them, or they might have said different things to them, and they might have behaved in a certain way. And because of this, they see that this is the Salafi, and this is what Salafiyya means. And they fend off the whole issue of a Salafiyya. Rather, we should not say a whole thing is like this. Why? Because we saw a few people do or behave in a certain way. This is like something that the kuffar, they tend to do. They see a few individuals bombing different places, and they say the whole of Islam is like this. La wallah. This is not from adl. This is not from justice that we say this. Rather, we see a few people say this. Why? We should exempt these people. And this is the way of the Salaf. If you want to know the way of the Salaf, go back to the scholars. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad. These major scholars who are known for their Salafiyya, who are known for their actions, who are known to be behaving like the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim used to behave. نَحْسِبْهُمْ كَذَلِكُ وَاللَّهُ حَسِيبُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ, and those who have followed them in goodness, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. This is what simply Salafiyya means. And we should all be ascribing ourselves to the way of the Salaf and acting like the Salaf. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim saying what they used to say and do what they used to do and believe what they used to believe. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal for tawfiq and to give us an understanding in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب الى الهوب. This clarified the issue better, اخي. والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.